This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All these teams should have fun today with Aaron Boone coming up in about an hour. So we'll talk to the Yankees skipper and get everything up to date here as far as his ball club goes. No games to react to from last night. Mets and Yanks both back in action tonight. Obviously, the Yankees in Tampa, Steinbrenner Field. So we'll see what they do two games there with the Rays before, of course, they come back home for a huge series with the Red Sox. And the Mets in, on the road in Washington tonight. But you look at the realignment stuff, and I heard Boomer and Gio talking about this morning. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but now you're seeing some of the more detailed thoughts from Commissioner Manfred. And it would obviously include the Mets and Yankees being in the same division, along with potentially the Phillies and the Red Sox. And I like the idea of spicing up the regular season, because I think we've gotten to a point. I love the baseball regular season anyway, but you can't argue that it doesn't mean as much as it once did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a division with the Red Sox, Phillies, Mets, and Yankees, I do think that that at least checks the box in that regard, making the regular season much more interesting right off the bat.
I'm always open to this stuff. You know, I don't really resist this from a purist perspective. Now, obviously, Manfred talks about expansion, which would have to happen. You'd have to have two teams jump in, because now you get that to 32 teams overall. There's more balance, 16 in one division, or 16 in one league, pardon me. 16 in the other, and then four, like football, 4-4-4-4. I mean, there's two things that jump out to me. Number one, it's a competitive disadvantage. Not that would dissuade me from saying I'm okay with it, but if you've got the Yankees, the Mets, the Phillies, and the Red Sox, you've got four of the highest payrolls and four of the biggest markets, obviously. So the ability to, I don't want to say coast or rack up some wins against a team like Baltimore or the Nationals or the Marlins, which both the Yankees and the Mets enjoy currently, that dissipates. If you're okay with that, which I guess that I am, that's step one. I think the bigger point of contention or debate, do we want the Yanks and the Mets, from our perspective, to become so common that it almost dilutes what we have now? And my pushback would be, I don't think it dilutes it at all. I think, if anything, it intensifies it, because now you're going for the same division.
Yeah, but we also don't know the playoff format. Like, I can't imagine that if you have a division with the Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Red Sox, that you're going to have to win the division to get in, and then that's it. Maybe this is not just expanding teams in Major League Baseball, which, by the way, I think is a whole separate issue. The quality of play as is sucks.
Yeah, it's a rough sell.
There aren't enough big league pitchers right now.
Yeah.
Imagine adding two teams on top of that. That's 26 roughly more pitchers
that
don't belong in the big league.
But 100% they're going to. Yeah, well, like whether or not we agree with it, that's definitely coming.
That is one big negative in my eyes. The only positive that I like is the enhancement of the regular season, meaning that, you know, we get into the Subway Series. Now, in 5-10 years, would that start to get diluted, to your point? Because when it happens more frequently, then it's like, eh. Like, there was points even with the Yankees and Red Sox. Like, oh, enough of this. Yankees and Red Sox, 13 times, whatever, 17 times.
I think it used to be 19.
Yeah, 19 times a year. It's way too much. So we don't know, A, how much they would be playing each other, and B, how that would impact the postseason format. Because if it is just winner in the division, like, maybe we get a situation like it's the NBA postseason where the divisions, I couldn't even name the divisions, it's so irrelevant.
Uh-huh.
It's more about the conference, and you rank the 1-8. So if you get that, even with the difficult schedule, playing your own division more often, I still think that's at least more balanced, where you can have the Mets, Yankees, Red Sox, Phillies all in the postseason. By the way, then you talk about postseason rivalries. Like, so you're never going to get a
Subway Series.
Yeah, you're never going to get that. Yankees, Red Sox, are they going to be able to meet in the postseason? Is it going to be like the NHL? There are too many question marks for me to say whether I love it or I don't. I just know that baseball has some fundamental issues, and maybe the main one right now is making the regular season more important. I think this would enhance that.
I think it would too, but you think about the allure of a potential Subway Series, right? So you had that obviously in the 50s, you know, Yankees and the Dodgers, and Willie Mays' Giants involved in that a little bit as well. I mean, that's gone. I mean, it happened in 2000, and who knows what is going to happen this year, which would be insane, but it's really just a figment of hope. I mean, it's not anything that we really deal with on a consistent basis. It's happened once in the last 20 plus years. So when I think about, and again, I look at this from a selfish perspective. Quite frankly, Sal, I don't care who the Braves play.
Right.
Now Met fans might not like the losing that Braves rivalry. I get that, and I do respect that. But like the Nationals, the Marlins, the Giants, the Dodgers, whatever, that's their thing to deal with. If we were to jack up the urgency in these Yankees-Mets series, I think it could raise the the level of almost, you know, unfiltered, dangerous passion. Because, you know, just imagine if you're right, the wild card's going to have to resolve itself here. But imagine the Yankees and the Mets, and it wouldn't happen every year, but it's going to happen sometimes, where they are literally, and you know they put Yanks-Mets at the end of the season. You certainly save a few games for that. Can you imagine this year if the Yankees and the Mets, who have had many down points and have floundered at points, were fighting for one playoff spot September 20th.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right, so it's not only the games that they would play each other head-to-head, but fighting for the same thing, for the division crown, which makes all the other games also more meaningful. Like, for what we do in New York, you know, sports talk and fans want to get into in that rivalry. Yeah, I mean, I think that enhances that in an otherwise monotonous, drawn-out marathon of a regular season.
Mm-hmm.
The negative, though, would be, okay, well, look at Atlanta or Tampa Bay. Like, they're in the same division as Nashville or Miami.
Yeah,
like
or D.C. if you want to have them as the furthest south team, national, maybe.
Whatever, pick the other ones that I'm looking at here has, like, Baltimore, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. Like, those teams all suck. And like, okay, at certain years they can be okay, but how is that fair that the winner of that crappy division, or the Braves who get to beat on the Marlins, Rays, and Nashville expansion team, that's going to be equal to winning the East with the Phillies, Red Sox, Mets, and Yanks?
Like, that's really the main point. I think one would be just the aesthetics of the game and rivalries being compromised or rivalries being inflamed in the case of the Mets-Yankees in a good way, but that's really the competitive balance and the inability to make it completely level, I think, is their biggest problem. Now, maybe that's where a salary cap floor comes in, and it's much more daunting to some of these smaller to mid-market teams. But that really is the ultimate point. If it's Yanks and the Mets, let's say, I know that Manfred said that this won't happen before he leaves office, and that's a couple of years from now. Let's say it happens in 2030. Let's just push this thing forward.
That's what we're looking at? That's how far
I think at least 2029. It's not going to happen. First of all, you got to do the expansion just to have it equitable with the 32. So I'm just going to say 2030 is a loose installment. Now, by then, you know, Cohen, you would think, would still own the Yankees. Hal would still, the Mets. Hal would still own the Yankees. So they'll still spend that money. And I know the Red Sox have intervals where they sell off and they drop the payroll, but they generally spend. And you know that the Phillies do the same thing. So how is it fair Like, if the Yankees or the Mets crank out 90 wins, how is that equal to some other division right. with the teams that you mentioned, Marlins, Nats, whatever, if they crank out, I don't know, 93, like, or 96? It's just not equal. So that, to me, that's the biggest issue.
Obviously, there's a long way to go here. It's a fun talking point. We've done this over the years, having some fun with it. But now that Manfred on Sunday Night Baseball goes out there, makes it public, and it's starting to pick up more steam, and this is the part of the evaluation, right? He's going to hear the reaction to it. Who likes it? Yeah. Who doesn't? They're going to give it more thought. It's just way too early for me to make a definitive decision, other than I feel like Major League Baseball, and it's their own fault. Like, I don't trust Rob Manfred. I don't think he has a clue.
I think he's terrible.
All due respect.
Yeah, I think he's terrible.
I don't think he has a clue as to what he's doing. And clearly a lot of the motivation here is, oh, save on travel? Oh, my God. Like, you think any fan is worried about your first-class travel all over the United States? Like, nobody cares about the travel. Spare me about you trying to save some nickels on traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast. Like, it's been going on for hundreds of years. You're making more money than ever before. The TV deals, all this. Like, I don't want
to... This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hear about you saving money. That's number one. Number two, the sport itself, it's not, you know, they're trying to fix it with the umpiring, the timing of the sport, all that stuff. It's not just the pace of play, it's the quality of play. That is going to get worse when you have two more teams that don't belong. I would say contract would be better for the sport. Now, they're never going to do that because of why? Money, which is the wrong reason to do anything. But expanding is not going to help the quality of play in the sport. The other thing then is, are they going to expand again the postseason? I would bet that they will. Baseball needs some kind of jolt, some kind of, I don't know if overhaul is the right word, some kind of restructuring, mm-hmm. which seems like it's going to happen inevitably, just a matter of when and how they do it. But I also don't trust Manfred to do it right. And I don't think by putting the Mets, Yankees, Phillies, Red Sox in that division, making them just go beat up on each other for the 162-game regular season
yep.
and making everything else equal, that to me would not be the right way to do
things. It's not equitable. But that's probably the way it's going to go, though. I mean, that's the appeal in his eyes. Now, think about this, Sal. You talk about the next step, which would be eventually expanding the postseason. Now, you could do that in hockey. You could do that in the NBA, play-in tournaments. You could even do that in the NFL where there's one game a week here. But I don't know what the justification from a medical perspective. How do you do this and just ask pitchers to keep going deeper and going more when we're praying on bended knee that the Yanks and the Mets give us five innings here?
Yeah.
So you tell me there's going to be more playoff right. games? I don't know how that's sensible.
Yeah, I mean, I would
They got a lot to really sort through.
But maybe then they shorten the regular season and have a really deep field of playoff teams. Again, that's why it's kind of difficult to talk about. Other than, I guess you could say, would you like the idea of the Mets and Yankees.
I would. But
it's hard to just isolate that without knowing all the other factors.
I'm with you.
But if we just isolate that, I'm with you. Whereas 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I'd say, no, I don't want any part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think now we would welcome that in an otherwise monotonous, drawn-out regular season with too many games on the schedule where it's like, eh. You know, you look at the Yankees-Red Sox this weekend. Like, these two games against Tampa, it's like, eh. I know they're important now with 30-something games to go, but still, it doesn't have that feel where it's really, yes, I can't wait to lock in. With the Red Sox this weekend, it will. If you had the division that is, you know, possible mm-hmm. with those four teams in it, then I think almost every night, the majority of those nights, you're going to be locked and loaded into those games.
You know, I go back and forth, Sal. I know that there's a lot of bad games, but last night, neither team played.
Right.
And I missed it. Like, I get it, like, when the Yankees play a couple against the Rockies or the Pirates or the Mets play a bad Orioles team or a bad White Sox team. Yeah, you gotta get the wins just to make sure you're a playoff team there. And there are some horrendous teams and some horrendous staffs out there and some empty stadiums and some overall bad baseball. But to me, you know, having that, what I just described, still beats going home and having neither the Yankees or the Mets to sink our teeth into. Like, I was a little bored last night with no baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mind it. I like the night off, watching these two teams every night, and in most part, been getting beat here pretty good. Like, I enjoy the night off. And I'm working football season here. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be pedal to the metal. Every one of these games matter now. Mets and Yanks back on it. So I enjoyed having the night off to watch a little something else. And like I said, Mets-Nats tonight, yeah, it's important because of where the Mets are at. The game itself, Mets-Nats, the Nats are a dead team walking. The Braves are a dead team walking. Even that, which is a big rivalry, you know, with 30-something games, Braves are out. They're toast. That's it. So it's not about the matchup. It's about can the Mets win. Same thing with the Yankees and the Rays tonight. Obviously, Yankees-Red Sox, the reason why that's, to me, more interesting is because it's about the matchup. You have two teams who are battling for the same thing, division primacy, mm-hmm. playoff spot, whatever it may be, division supremacy, playoff spot. So I like the more important matchups when you have two teams vying for something. So that makes it more interesting. Now, would that be the case every single time? Probably not. Is there going to be a floor as far as the payroll goes? I mean, I think that's important here. Baseball's got a ton of issues. From a personal standpoint, would it be more exciting to have the Mets and Yankees head-to-head more often? I think the answer is yes.
I know we'll jump into these calls. I would imagine, and maybe I'm completely off on this, I would think the majority of New York baseball fans would say, sign me up. Yanks, Mets, X amount of times during the year, same division.
I don't know about that. I still think there are a lot of purists in this town.
Maybe not. I mean, holding on to that. Again, the Subway Series, basically, it's a figment of our imagination. It happened in the 50s. It happened in 2000. That's it.
How about American League, National League? Like, so that means nothing? It's been going on for hundreds of years. And
I mean.
Our whole life, American League, National League. Mets are in the National League. Yankees are in the American League. Like, that just blown up. Forget that they're in the same division. Like,
yeah, I get it.
You're going from different leagues where the sport has tried to separate that and did for a long time until 97 with the interleague play. And now it's, there should be no more leagues because there's always interleague play. I'd rather it be the other way. I think that makes for better drama when you do meet in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand it now. I mean, it's been going on for 30 years, so you got to just embrace it. But still, that would bother me to a certain extent. I think other fans as well. Plus, it could be repetitive. Plus, it could be too much Mets and Yankees. We know how heightened it gets for those three games or six games, whatever it is, throughout the course of a year. Now you're going to have that 19 times and battling for a division.
But I don't know if it's going to be 19. I see, that's the key here. And he didn't divulge that because he probably doesn't know. I would stamp this as bring it on. Yanks and Mets, I think, would be a blast. If it's 19 times, I'm probably a little less anxious to jump onto that. But if they come up with a number where it's not, we don't beat us over the head with it, I think we'll be absolutely nuts.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ray is in Babylon. What's up, Ray?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. This discussion about expansion really, I think, as far as Manfred is concerned, is misplaced. And I'm just going to go back to what you were saying, Sal. They got to improve the quality of the play. I felt badly for St. Louis. I mean, when you watched that series, it was embarrassing how those stands were empty and you had a big draw team like the Yankees and you can't get fans in the stands. What baseball ought to do is have a salary cap. It's so unfair where a team can buy the talent and you know, bring in. I know Soto didn't work out for the Mets so far, but still, you draw in a heavy star like Soto and have the money to do it. If you're a Steve Cohen, you can do it. But if you're, I know, you know, St. Louis, they got to have the money, but they're not going to compete with the Yankees or the Mets.
Well very few are. Very few are, Ray. It's not just St. Louis. And thank you for the call. By the way, St. Louis, because I was ripping the fans too. Oh, yeah, the best fans.
The best in baseball. Where were they?
Dude, nobody
was there. It was
empty. Nobody was there. Now, I did hear it was like 101 on the field, so maybe the
It's heat. Always like that yeah, in Missouri during the summers.
I mean, right. What else are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing else to do in St. Louis. Go to the game. I mean, you get the Yankees in town. The Cardinals technically alive, and you love your baseball team.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals are not the team to be picking on.
Correct.
Here. It's all the other teams that don't spend anything and that are never good or really never try to be competitive. That's where the issue is.
There's never going to be a salary cap. Honestly, I think that is going to be fought tooth and nail. There is no way. You remember what A-Rod tried to do, giving back money when he wanted to go to the Red Sox and, you know, to leave some or to basically readjust his contract that he signed with Texas to make it more financially feasible for the Red Sox and the unions. Like, there's no way we're doing this. Like, the union will never, ever, ever agree to anything that leads to a reduction of salaries or a ceiling on. It's just not happening. It's a pipe dream.
John is calling from Hoboken. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, this whole realignment thing is just, I just want nothing to do with it.
Why?
The reason, if you look, think about, from my own point of view, I'm a Mets fan. All my friends are Yankees fans. We're not in the same division. We're nothing. And every night, I hear some jackass talking about this, that, or the other of what Soto's doing. What's this? If we're in the same division, there will be no rivalry like it in sports. We'll really rip each other's heads off. It'll just be utter chaos at all times. I just don't want to deal with that. I think it's fine how it is. It's just and like you said before, the division would be completely unfair. The four biggest spenders would be in the one division, in the northeast, whatever you'd call it. But I think it would be complete and utter chaos. I just couldn't take it. My mental every day couldn't take it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. And thank you for the call, John. I don't think he's alone, BT.
Wow.
Even a part of me is hearing him explain right there. Now, I don't care as much as I used to, but 20-year-old me would want no part. I just think it's too much. And it's already gotten to a ridiculous level because of Soto, the way that it is with the Yankees and Mets. It feels like they're in the same division. Every day, tying everybody in with the Soto stuff and how the Yankees do,
Plan
how the Mets
B.
do. Yeah, imagine. Now, I like the idea of having more meaningful games in the regular season. That's the appeal to me at this point. It would mean more for both teams. Even when they don't play each other, it still means more because now you have them tied in together officially.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're apart, but we still tie them in kind of. But I certainly could see how it could be too.
You think it'd be too much?
You're putting two pit bulls in the same room together.
Yeah, I mean, one of them's got to leave the room and one of them's going to get eaten alive. Yeah, isn't that the fun of it?
I mean,
you know, in the sporting context, could you imagine the day-to-day drama?
I know that I didn't love whenever the Subway Series would happen. When I was at like my peak fandom, I did not love it because I didn't enjoy it. There was a level of enjoyment that was lacking because it was too stressful and too much. Oh, God, can't lose to this team again. I can't deal with the fans, whatever. Vice versa, same thing, I'm sure. Yankee fans, oh, this little pest Mets. Like, we're so much better than they are. But if they beat us, we're never going to hear the end of it. So you have the fun. You have that battle for those three games. And then the next time, whatever, at the other stadium, those three games. And then that's it. And then you could go back to enjoying the regular season. So because it's less stressful and a different kind of stress where you don't have to deal with the other team's fan base. So imagine now having that more often. Yes, a part of that is appealing to me because I think the sport needs it because it's otherwise dry a lot of times in the regular season. But I certainly could understand the part that is way too much for a lot of people.
Well, a lot of the complaints here about the way, you know, modern sports, what it's morphed into, whether it's maintenance days in the NBA, whether it's, you know, jacking up 43s a night in the NBA or not getting back on defense or in the NFL, you know, lamenting, oh, remember when training camps used to be tough and guys used to really hit and knock the crap out of each other. Now you can't do anything. And I'm sure there's some changes in hockey that I'm just, you know, not coming centrally to my mind right now. I feel like we complain so much about the absence of true, like that fire and that unrelenting passion of sports that we used to have. To me, this is the match to reignite it.
But it would event, like, The energy and passion that has been there for these six times the Mets and Yankees meet, let's say four times, whatever it may be, that will not be the same. You can't. It just cannot.
I think it will be more.
No, maybe.
I think it will be more because now you're chasing the same. Now there's going to be a year where the Mets are down, Yankees are down, and then that would follow suit and it would dissipate. Like if one is up and one is down, yeah, you still get the barbs and you have a little fun. But when you're chasing divisional play, like playoff spots.
Yeah, but it's not just going to always be head-to-head. So the head-to-head six games mean a lot more when there's only six. If there were 19, all right, so you get swept one series. Okay, big deal. You go back and do it again. So you go back and get them next time. Like there's the energy and passion that has always been about those two-game series or those three-game series, there's no way that that is sustainable throughout the course of 16, 19, however many times they're going to play in the regular
season. I think it is, Sal, because I think that when you look at those six games, it's largely, it's symbolism. It's like little bragging rights and let's see where we're at. But you're really not playing for anything tangible. Yeah, I mean, literally, I mean, if you go 6-0, you bag six wins, you give yourself a better chance to be a playoff team. But, I, and maybe it would morph into something that's almost irresponsible and dangerous. I don't know. But to me, at least on the surface, and there's a lot of checkpoints, they got to expand. What's the playoff situation? All those things that we're trying to figure out. On the surface, as an entity, more Yanks and Mets in the same division, I'm in.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior Calls. We come back. Aaron Boone will join us in about 40 minutes or so. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.